So this morning, Premier Dominic Perrottet and Sarah Mitchell, the Education Minister, put together the details of what school will look like day one, term one. And I've got the Minister on the line right now. Sarah Mitchell, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Okay, thousands of questions. And I did listen in to the press conference and we heard what the Premier had to say, but a lot of parents asking a stack of questions. These 4 million RA tests will be distributed to schools. Have they been distributed already?
Yes, so 4 million have gone out already. There's another 2 million that will go out in the next couple of days. So that's the first 2 weeks of supply, and then more will go out after that. So we're providing at least the first... So that's the first couple of weeks, and then there'll be subsequent deliveries out to school communities for the remaining couple of weeks as well. So we're looking at doing this for the first 4 weeks of term, at least initially. Then, of course, we'll see where we're at in terms of case numbers in the community, you know, feedback from parents and students and staff in terms of how this testing regime is working. If we need to extend it or look at providing more, we can and we will, but we'll start with that first 4 weeks distribution and that's our plan.
Correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it the CMO who suggested that two rapid antigen tests a week was not really required?
Well, the reason we're doing it, Chris, is because we want to keep our schools open and operational. And if we can pick up any cases that might be in our school communities, we think that those rapid antigen tests will certainly help with that. But it's also about providing comfort to parents. You know, we're not closing schools when there's positive cases anymore. We're not contact tracing.
No.
As a parent, you'll get told if there's a case at your child's school. And so obviously the rapid antigen tests are something that you can use as a mum or a dad. You know, if you get that notice that there's COVID in your child's school, use the testing kits. We think it will help parents with their confidence in terms of that return to school plan, and that's why we're using them.
So they'll pick up those RA tests on the first day of school and take them home?
Likely prior to. So that's why we're getting them all out to schools before students start on the 1st of February.
Right.
So principals and our teachers are all being briefed tomorrow. And so expect as a parent to get a notification from your school about where you can pick up those testing kits for your kids. You know, it might be sort of on those staff development days before the children come back. So we want everyone, if we can, to get them to do one before school returns and then twice a week after that. And that's the advice that will go out to families.
And when you say twice a week, you mean like before you get to school on Monday and then again Thursday morning, or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, look, Monday, Wednesday is what we're suggesting.
Okay.
But yeah, before you go to school, do it twice a week. Obviously, if your test is negative, that's great. Come to school. But if it's positive, you need to let the school and the principal know. You need to register it with New South Wales Health through Service New South Wales, as you or I would, Chris, if we got a positive antigen test. It'll be the same process for families.
Okay, so tell the school and also upload it on the app, the New South Wales Health app. Okay. You're not going to close any schools, but you might have to if there's a major outbreak and it needs cleaning. Will you do that?
Yeah, look, closing schools is the last resort.
Yep.
We may need to do that, for instance, if you've got a setting, you know, some of our schools that help kids with really high needs and, you know, if we've got some of our schools for specific purposes is what they're called, you know, that might involve, if we get a bit, you know, a few cases there, we might need to look at the risk for those children. You know, so there will be sort of some examples where we'll need to. There will be some bumps along the way. We know that and we tell parents to expect that. But it, by and large, it will be about keeping schools open as much as we can and really not having the disruption that we had last term. A lot of your listeners will be familiar with, you know, us having to close to contact trace and clean. And we've moved on from that as to how we live with Omicron. We're seeing a lot more consistency between community settings and school settings now. And I think that's important. I think we've got to reach a point where we're living with this.
Yes.
Schools are open.
Yes.
And our schools are COVID safe. And that's exactly what we've done.
Exactly. Now, mask wearing will be continuing for staff and also high school students. Are you advising year three and up? Is that the plan?
No, so we're keeping the same settings for masks that we had last term. So you're right, all our staff indoors and all our high school students, it will be required. And we recommend or encourage for primary school. That's what we had in term four. That's what we'll keep in term one. And we've really done that based on feedback from our school communities and also knowing the age of these kids. You know, my eldest daughter's in year three. There's no way she would keep a mask on all day. They spend their time fiddling with it.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder about the health benefits of that. So we recommend, and a lot of primary school students do, but it won't be a requirement for primary school students.
Okay. And what about ventilation? Any work done on ventilation in certain schools or a little bit better ventilation? You could open the windows is one thing, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah, look, Chris, we, I would argue, have done the most extensive work on ventilation out of any state. So we did a comprehensive audit last year of every single classroom and learning space at every single one of our public schools. We got independent engineers to give us advice about the best way to maximise ventilation in every classroom. So you're right, in some circumstances, it really is open the windows and doors and let that natural air flow through. In others, we need to use air purifiers. So we have several thousand that have gone out to schools for that purpose. And principals know, they have literally a plan for their school, detailed down to each and every classroom to know what they need to do to keep that ventilation at the maximum level possible. We've also got some extra ventilators that we've kept in stock for things like if there's bushfires or bad air quality in particular communities that we can use, and some additional ones that will go out for use in things like offices and staff rooms for our teachers before the start of term as well.
Okay, you should limit visitors in the schools. They'll be doing that, no doubt. And the Premier mentioned class cohorting. What does that mean?
Yeah, basically what it means is we're trying to keep year groups together and stop too much mixing and mingling. So in practice, what it might mean is, you know, the year two students find themselves when they go out to play at lunch or recess, just staying with other year two students and not mixing with, say, the kindergarten or the year six kids. Our schools did this last term, last year as well, very familiar with it, and we're just asking them to continue that process.
Okay, if teachers start to go down, as some of them might, what sort of a backup supply do you have?
Yeah, again, lots of planning and workforce preparation underway. So obviously we'll use our casual teachers. We've put a call to arms out for our final year university students and retired teachers to come back. And we've already had a pool of about 1,000 staff already that we know we can draw on through that. And I expect those numbers will increase in the coming days. We can use some of our department staff who are trained teachers and have them back in the classroom. We might have principals or assistant principals who aren't on a class, but again, can come in and cover any vacancies. So there's a lot of different options available to schools, and we work really closely with individual schools and principals to make sure they're covered if we do have staff who, as you say, they themselves have COVID and can't be in the classroom for that period of time.
What are you going to do with the more face-to-face lessons like drama tutorials? Lisa has sent me an email and says, Chris, as a triple vax co-curricular drama tutor, I used to be at school 5 days per week. Would you please ask the Education Minister if I'll be allowed to teach on-site at school in term one?
Yeah, so for someone like Lisa who's fully vaxxed, that co-curricular role, whether it's drama, music, sport, we will be allowing those staff to come on and provide that. It's really important. And we know that, yes, of course, we've got to look at the academic subjects that our children do. But, you know, things like music, drama, dance are really important and a part of our curriculum and part of a full school experience. So there will be opportunities for those staff to be on site as long as they are fully vaccinated, as obviously it sounds like that listener is, that will be allowed.
Okay, I think I've covered all those bases. What's your message to parents who will get this information today and then make decisions about whether they send their kids to school? They shouldn't be frightened, should they?
No, look, be confident and, you know, take some comfort in knowing that we have worked really closely with New South Wales Health to deliver this plan. I'm a parent myself. My eldest daughter's in primary school and, you know, I'm really confident about what will be in place at our local public school for her, and I really can't give it any more of a personal endorsement than that. You know, there's nothing to be concerned about. School is really important for your child, and we have made them as safe as possible, ready for your kids to be back next week.
Excellent to hear. Well done. First day back. Love it. Sarah Mitchell, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
No problem. Minister for Education and Early Childhood Learning. How much more protected can they be?